This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Kathy Chitwood, chairperson of Ignite Peoria. The event takes place all day tomorrow at the Peoria Civic Center. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
I am thrilled to be here with you, Suzette and Nathan. Thank you.
Well, obviously this is the first time out for this event. Can you set the stage for us a little bit by talking about what the intent is, what you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, this is a celebration of arts and creativity. We wanted to be able to showcase all the incredible artists that we have in Central Illinois, but we also wanted to find some ways to spark the inner artist that we know is in everyone out there. I've always believed that everyone has an artist inside them, and when we were children, we showed it in so many ways. We would sing and we would dance and we would pick up things and make music. And somewhere along the line, maybe when we went to school and we had organized activities like choir and band or art class, we started being judged either by a teacher's grade or when we looked around at other people and thought we weren't as good and we put our artist away. But he's in there. And that's what we want to tap into during Ignite Peoria, is to remind you about that inner artist and get you making art again.
One of the things that struck me as I was just looking over the schedule of events over the last couple of days is how many people have come out of the woodwork to be part of it, and just the long list of opportunities that there are for people to get a hands-on experience. I mean, this list goes on for a couple of pages. I assume that's what you're intending? That's what you wanted from this?
Well, there are a lot of traditional groups that are involved, but there are a lot of non-traditional people that are coming out to be a part of Ignite. And to be honest with you, Nathan, in the beginning, we really didn't know what this was going to look like. We didn't put up a steering committee to design an event because we knew in our hearts that if we did that, we would leave someone out because we didn't know about all these artists. Mm-hmm. And so what we told the arts community was, if you will step up and do something, we will find you space. And we have had over 100 artists that are stepping up to show off their stuff, but to also include the public in learning about their art.
Talk about the huge variety of activities.
Well, there's so many of them. I wish I could sit here for an hour and just name all of them. But some of the really large activities that will be happening, we have an invitational car art show. And I know sometimes people don't think about cars and art together, but if you talk to Darius Donaldson, who is the host of this, he will tell you that some people paint on canvas and he does his art with cars. And he has invited over 100 different cars to this event. We are filling Exhibit Hall D with these cars and motorcycles, and he said they're going to expand an entire century of representation. I think that's incredible. I think it's a way to make people look at art just a little bit differently. Along with him, we have a sneaker customizer by the name of Justin Fenwick. Donkey Punch is the name that he goes by. So he takes tennis shoes and turns them into works of art, wearable art. We have other wearable art. We have fiber artists. There are about 20 to 30 fiber artists who have been building with, whether it's burlap or yarn or wool. One gal has even made a gown out of the curling ribbon, iridescent white curling ribbon, an entire gown. This is amazing to me. And then inside our creation party, which is filling exhibit halls B and C, are all individual artists with things from country club birdhouses to cartooning yourself to gesture portraits, wearable paper dresses. I could just read the list on and on. There's going to be things that amaze people. Luckily, we do have some of the traditional folks that are going to be there, both ballet companies, the symphonies. Theater is going crazy there on Saturday morning. So I think there's going to be something that's going to pique everyone's interest.
Now, you were saying that a lot of these people came to you with their own ideas. So how did you get the word out to people that this was going on and that they had a chance to be a part of it?
Well, Arts Partners has been key in that. We started last year probably in June, and we held meetings every month at the Civic Center and just kept saying, artists come out, we'll tell you about what we're going to do, and you can start formulating ideas. But then people started passing the word. And one of the things that I have learned about, it's been a very interesting experience, event planners like to have everything in place a year in advance. Artists will do it the week before. So even in these last 2 weeks, we have gotten probably a dozen people going, I just heard about this. I just heard about this. Can we be a part of it? And we have said yes, yes, and yes. So the word is traveling. I think that we're only scratching the surface this year, if you can believe that. I think when we do this again next year and the year after that, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
What's the fun and the joy been for you? Because having served on the committee with you for a year, honestly, Kathy, I'm not kidding. I've not seen you flustered. It all seems rather seamless that this seems to fall right under your perfect kind of idea of what you'd want to do.
Well, when you just tell people, step up and do your thing and we'll find you space, and you have hundreds that step forward, that's pretty nice. I directed theater for a long time, and that's like having an audition where 200 people show up. And, you know, that's a pretty cool thing, as opposed to the auditions where two people come and then you have to fill that cast. Didn't want to have to do that. You know, that's why we didn't design this. We thought if we had to have a design and then go find people, that was going to be so much harder. This has been a joy because I am meeting all kinds of new artists, and I'm thrilled with that. I can't believe the talent and the depth of talent that we have in Central Illinois. That's the amazing thing.
Although one of the downsides to that is that the bigger the response is, there's still a lot of work that goes into organizing all of that and laying it all out. And, you know, who gets assigned to what booth and which pavilion is this part of the event going to take place in? I mean, that... there's still a lot of that going on behind the scenes, I would imagine.
There is, but we luckily were hooked up with a great gal from the Civic Center. Megan Pettigo has been our girl there, so she knows everything Civic Center. Casey Osborne from the Peoria Convention Bureau has been on the other side. She took over the creation party, and I want to tell you, every week I would send her, there's 10 more people. Here's 10 more people. And I would go, are you okay? Are you okay? You know, she had the lion's share of the individuals to work with. And every time she said, keep sending them. Just keep sending them. Now, these are young girls. And they have a lot of energy. And we so appreciate that. It was being connected to people that will do stuff. I love people that will do things. And these girls are girls of action. Suzette has been so incredibly helpful. It just came together wonderfully.
Talk a little more about the creation stations. You are really appealing to some little children here.
Yes, we do have things that are for the whole family. We have Julie Kay, who is a children's singer-songwriter, and she's extremely popular, and she's doing a free concert. I don't know if you've ever seen kids at her concert, but oh my gosh, those kids that are like 1 to 7 have a great time. The library, Peoria Public Library, is doing a storybook nook. And they're going to be reading stories, but they also have authors there reading from their books. Plus, they're going to be doing crafts there at theirs. There is a metal stamping booth with Liz Barnes where they're going to be making things. There's a mosaic booth that people of all ages can come and participate on creating this piece of public art that they're working on. There is something for your children to do. There's the Perky Percussion Petting Zoo. No animals involved, I promise you, but the Peoria Symphony is putting that together. Let your kids come and pound on some drums. They will have so much fun. There's just a lot of things for the family to do.
So what are you hoping to accomplish with all of these activities and performances and events taking place? Are you hoping that artists and organizations will connect with each other? Are you hoping that I, as someone who lives in the community, will come away with a better sense of the art that's out there? Are you hoping people will discover their own sort of inner creativity, or is it all of those?
It is all of those. I think that artists finding each other will be a surprise, and I'm looking forward to artists finding each other and saying, hey, you know, you do that, and if we put my art with that, we're going to come up with something even bigger and better. We do want the public to realize what art is available here. My longer range goal in this is to also promote Central Illinois as a place for artists to live. It's hard living in New York. It's expensive in Chicago and Los Angeles. In this day and age, you don't have to do that anymore. If you're an artist, you can live in a place like Peoria and do your art and still be able to get it out there and sell it or market it. that's a long-term goal of mine. And part of that is getting the attention of the powers that be, saying, let's figure out what we need to have here that will attract those artists. They need studios. They need places to live. Let's make that happen. We can become our own little Midwestern Mecca. And, you know, the arts, they mean business. They are an economic driver. We need to tap into that because it's available to us.
Well, assuming that this event is successful, where do you see it next year or 3 years from now? I mean, what's the future for Ignite Peoria?
The future is to grow and grow and grow, not only with people participating, but the time frame, taking it to an entire weekend, you know, and after that, let's just go for a whole week. What we want to do is these people that are participating this year, when this year is done, we want to say to them, how can you grow what you just did? What do you dream of being able to do? If the Civic Center were available to you, what would you do? What kind of event would you have? And being able to maybe start doing more events throughout the summer. I can really see this becoming something that puts heads in beds. And we want that. We want that economic driver. We want to make money for our city and for our businesses around here. So that's a goal. But just to continue, I don't know where it's going to go, to be honest with you. I didn't know what was going to happen with this one. So I think anything is possible.
Kathy Chitwood is the chairperson of Ignite Peoria. The event runs all day tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Peoria Civic Center. Kathy, I think the phrase to say here is break a leg.
Thank you very much, Nathan. I appreciate it. We're going to go big or go home. That's all I know.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.